Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the second parak of Maseches Tamid. We are up to parak Be'ez Mishnah Aleph. Ra'u Echav Sheyarad. If the other Kohanim saw that the Kohen who did the Trumas Deshem came down the ramp and put the ashes on the floor of the Azara, Ve'im Ratu Uvo, they ran and came over to the Kiyar, Mi'aru B'Kitshu Yidem Raglayim Min HaKiyar, so they would right away do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for themselves. Natu Samagrefus Vesatinoros, and then they took the shovels and the forks of Alul Rosh HaMizbech, and they went to the top of the Mizbech, Hevarn V'Abdarn Shalom, and any Evarim Upadarim that were not fully burnt overnight, they would move them to the sides of the top of the Mizbech. If there wasn't enough room on the sides, then they would put them on the Sovev of the Mizbech, which is three amos down from the top of the Mizbech, on the ramp. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, then they used their shovels to pile up the ashes on the tapuach. Tapuach is a mound, a little mountain of ash on the top of the mizbech. Tapuach hayu be'emtza mizbech. That was located in the middle of the top of the mizbech. Sometimes it had 300 core worth of ashes on it. And on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they wouldn't take the ashes off of that mountain. They shouldn't noil the mizbech, because it's a beauty of the Mizbech to show how many korbanos there were. We never had a Kohen who was too lazy to that they didn't do a Trumas Sedeshen when the mound was so big. They would always do with it what they had to do and take them outside, take the mound of ashes outside of Yerushalayim like they were supposed to do. So obviously, the fact that the pile got so big on Yom Tov was not an accident. That would not happen by accident. They were very careful about doing their jobs when it was supposed to be done. Okay, so let's review what we learned today in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We said that once people saw that the guy who did the Trumas Deshen came down, they ran. The rest of the Kohanim ran, and they did their own Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and they brought the kelim that they need to the top of the mizbeach, and whatever limbs didn't get burnt the previous night, they put on the sides in the Mizbeach, or perhaps on the Sovev ala Kevesh. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that they began to pile the ashes on the Tapuach, which was in the middle of the Mizbeach, and sometimes it would grow to 300 kor in size, but they would never clear out those ashes on Yom Tov, not because of laziness, but because that was a way of beautifying the Mizbeach. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.